For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
This is Ken Eastwood sitting in for Mike Stubbs. It is Ask the Experts. And a repeat performance by our favorite Joan Ball from Triland Realty joining us. Royal LePage, Triland Realty's Joan Ball. Hi, Joan.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well.
Good, good.
Great to see you. JoanBall.com or 519-672-9880. And we want to talk about getting your home ready to go on the market. So, as Joan is embedded with all of the experts in the community, we bring in an expert. Al Stewart also joining us, owner of Westland Gallery and the Art Exchange. Al, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I hope you don't get a swelled head when we call you an expert, but really that's what you are. As you are particularly well-versed in artwork and framing is basically your gig, right?
Right. I have the Art Exchange. I do. Yes.
So Joan, let's talk about the importance of having things like artwork in your home. And we're not talking necessarily about just that new home you're moving into,
right,
but when you decide to put the home you're selling on the market.
Well, I think the whole thing is in providing an environment. You know, a home is such a critical feature in people's lives that when it comes to placing it on the market, do you know where it's going to look where the artwork is going to look best in your home? But also really from a satisfaction perspective for my clients, I really want to make sure that they feel the optimal comfort in their new home. Part of that is obviously they're going to, oh, we love this home. It's great. It feels like a new outfit. It just feels wonderful. It's my place. It represents exactly how I was hoping. And one of the key features that I think Al brings to this kind of a flavor is that he knows what art is going to fit where. He knows how to take maybe your existing art and work with some other professionals to sort of position all that and set it up so that it feels like the environment you were really hoping for.
Al, talk about, does that frequently happen? Do you frequently find people who are coming in, maybe redesigning a new home or their existing home to go on the market, and they just don't know what to do with the artwork that they have?
Oh, yes, all the time. They've been collectors, and they have quite a collection, but they're not sure just where it should go in this new environment.
So how do you decide that? How do you decide where art should go within a home?
A lot of times when you're speaking to a client, you'll find out what are their most important pieces, ones that touch them, and those are the ones that you'd like to showcase and try and go get those into a place that will make them feel like this is their piece and this is something special. But other times you'll work with color and shape and size and try and make it fit into a home just to decorate the place.
Well, I think that's important too.
Oh, yes.
The color. And so when someone comes in to you and says, okay, Al, I've got these pieces of art, then are you asking questions about wall colors, shapes, architecture within the home?
Yes. If we're going to go and hang a whole collection like that, we'll certainly want to know a little bit of the background ahead of time. But saying that, you hang the art and then work around the art, generally, if you can. It's the art's, I'm sorry, to me, is the most important. So you put that up and work around that.
So that must be a really interesting relationship with a real estate agent then, Joan, when you have someone maybe who you're thinking, well, we're just going to add art later. Al's saying, no, we're gonna put the art in first and work the decorating around that.
Yeah, and I think that the feature is really, those are the things you're going to look at when you walk into a room. For me, I look at the art first. I'll sit in the couch, but I'm going to look at the art. I'm going to appreciate what it is. And you know, what's good in one home may totally be a different something that would fit in a totally different area. So for example, pieces that might fit in a living room in one home, in the next room, that they just might not work. And so you have to be able to be somewhat accepting of that part of the process. I have two beautiful pieces. I didn't even hang in my new house because I know where I'm going to put them eventually. But they just didn't speak to that space. They didn't speak to that space at all.
And Al, that's got to be a really tough thing for a lover of art like Joan to do, to be selective. But I think you have to. Is there such a thing as too much art on the wall? He asks the art gallery owner.
Well, not really in my home, but in general, yes. I think you can overload it. It's salon style hanging where you go from floor to ceiling is sort of the exception. There are collectors that like to do that, but really to showcase a piece and to put them where they belong and let them stand and shine is the best way to do it. Mm-hmm.
If you have a question for us, 519-643-1290 by text at 10-1290. Standard text message rates do apply. Joan, we talked about the staging when you mm-hmm. are when you're mm-hmm. creating that look for a home that's even before you put it on the market. And for a lot of people, their home, It's a big part of their personality.
Right.
How much do you want to remove that personality, though? I mean, some of us have very bold personalities.
Yes, and so do I. but I do think you need to neutralize it. One of the biggest things with setting a house up for pre-listing is that people quite often hang their artwork too high.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, really knowing how to hang it and where to hang it. And also, when you're setting the property to go on the market, it's a completely different environment than when you're living in a home.
Definitely.
So you really want almost less artwork. You know, you want to showcase the property and enhance it with the artwork. Whereas when I live with my house, my artwork really is a statement. I really want it to be a statement. I want to be able to enjoy it, and I'm very eclectic, so I have all sorts of stuff and probably don't follow the rules, but that's okay.
But if you go into a home and, you know, there's a nude above the fireplace that grandma did 40 years ago, you might want to suggest to the client, you know what, maybe replace that with something more tasteful that yes. might add to the decor.
I have had situations like that. I have. It's the single gentleman, you know, they tend to have certain artwork that we just got to tone down a bit.
The flashing beer sign doesn't count
well,
as art.
It depends on where it is. But yes, I have had situations where we have to just remove some of or replace or reposition, you know, and it's just giving them an eye to that, helping them through that process. And as you know, I use Gloria from Fit to Sell to do the redesign work. But I think it's becoming a much more interesting piece in and I think where Al's expertise really shines is in the new home. You've bought a new home. Help it to present itself so that the minute you walk in, you really feel that it does give you what you want, what you were looking for, and your artwork shines in the positioning that you is in its best light.
We're talking with Joan Ball, Royal Page Tri-Land Realty at joanball.com, as well as Al Stewart, owner of Westland Gallery. Before we take a break, Al, one last question for you. Joan talked about that positioning and how most of us or a lot of us are hanging our artwork either too high or too low. So what is, I would think, eye level would be the optimal range for hanging artwork.
Right. I think the average is 60 inches to the center of the artwork, but okay. I'd prefer to hang it a little bit lower. I go between 56 and 60, somewhere in there.
Why?
Depending on the work. I tend to have more women coming through looking at work than men, so they tend to be a little bit shorter than some of the 6'4" men that walk through, so I bring them down a little bit. And if it's a big piece, I like to bring it a little closer to the floor as well. It makes the ceiling look taller.
I also think dining rooms are really important. Mm. I hang my artwork so that when you're sitting, you can enjoy the artwork.
Well,
because when you're, how many people stand up in a dining room? You go in and you sit in, you sit down.
And then what do you do when you're eating? You look around, right?
Yeah.
So that's a perfect opportunity. Yeah. Joan Ball from Royal LePage Tri-Land Realty, Al Stewart as well from Westland Gallery, and The Art Exchange, theartexchange.ca, Joan Ball's website, joanball.com. We're back with more Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
The Live Drive with Andy Udman, weekdays 3 till 6 on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
It's embarrassing, it's shameful, but we are addicted to our cell phones.
It's interactive, opinionated talk radio.
I'm not trying to be self-righteous, I'm not trying to be holier than thou. It's just the way my parents raised me, and it stuck.
Today's stories with Andy's own perspective.
Why aren't we calling it what it is, and that is an epidemic?
3 till 6 on News Talk 1290 CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290 CJBK.
It is 1247. Ken Eastwood sitting in for Mike Stubbs. This is Ask the Experts on News Talk 1290 CJBK. Joan Ball joining us, Royal LePage Triland Realty, and bringing in the experts when it comes to staging your home or redecorating that brand new home. Al Stewart joining us, owner of Westland Gallery and the Art Exchange, theartexchange.ca, their website. And Joan, some exciting news this week as well as the Bank of Canada drops their interest rate by a half a percentage point. What would your message then be to potential buyers right now?
Well, prospective buyers as well, potential buyers, as well as individuals who have mortgages where they might be able to refinance. If their mortgage is coming due in the next while, go to the bank now. I mean, once things get adjusted down, because I think there's still a little bit of work that's going to be done there, take advantage. People think that they have to wait till their mortgage date, renewal date comes up. But sometimes you can refinance that ahead of time. So certainly if you're a prospective buyer and you've got a pre-approval, then make sure you're in contact with your mortgage broker. If you're thinking about buying and you haven't been to the bank yet for a pre-approval, get that done, because then you'll be locked in for usually 120 days. And then you can get out and get looking. But this is just amazing news. Just amazing.
What do you expect the fallout will be in the next 3 to 6 months?
Well, you know, I don't have a crystal ball, and there's no pun intended there, we're so reactive to some degree to the other situations on the globe that I don't know if anybody really can tell. I think the Bank of Canada has some indication of what's going to happen. With the interest rates being adjusted in this way, though, I was actually very surprised, because I thought we were going to have a little bit of a stabilizing and maybe an increase at one point, if you had asked me 8 months ago. I think we just ride this one out as long as we can. Real estate is a cyclical market, and we've been going up a long time.
Yeah.
So there will be an adjustment at some point. The nice thing about being in London is we do have a stabilized market. So even when we adjust, we sort of flatline. We don't necessarily see a huge increase or decrease.
We are definitely insulated from a lot of the GTA problems from that respect.
Yes, thank goodness.
When it comes to getting that mortgage and kind of visualizing the home that you may be moving into. And to get back to what we were talking about with Al, do you recommend that clients take that into account when they're looking for financing? Okay, this is what the home's going to cost, but what do I hope that the home will look like when I'm done? Should I consider that?
Yeah, probably the biggest conversation I have with first-time home buyers or people who are doing a move-up or anything is recognize the bank is going to pre-approve you for a certain amount, but I want you to back off from that. I want you to get something that's affordable so you can enhance it in the way you want to.
Right.
And you can really feel comfortable. My business model has not been about providing properties and helping people buy properties that they move out of quickly. My business model is getting people properties that they are so satisfied in that it'll work for them if they're there for 5 years or 50 years, because their recommendation of me to others is really what my business model is about. So do that. Back off. You know, don't stress yourself to the nines by spending every single penny on the property. You know, look at something that's going to give you some flexibility to be able to live life and acquire some of those other little extras that you might want to enhance the property.
Like perhaps a gorgeous piece of artwork that you want to hang that you got from Al Stewart.
That's an investment.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, and Al, it must drive you nuts when you walk into a home and you see all of this bare wall because a homeowner has spent so much money on a gorgeous home and completely forgot about what they're going to do with the space once they moved into it.
But it's a blank canvas, so they have
time. You love seeing that. Yeah.
Oh, yes. So I think for me, the fun in art is the search and finding the right piece for the right space. So now they've got, a blank canvas, and they can go looking for art. Come to me first, and we'll find something for those spaces and something that you fall in love with, something that makes you smile or think every day when you look at it.
And earlier you said that we want to, you know, have the artwork and then kind of work the decor sort of around that. But obviously there are going to be parts of the home that will lend well to certain types of art.
Yes. And you really most people would work the other way around, and the artwork is an accessory that we load in. When my children move, the first thing they call me and say is, "Dad, can you come help me hang my art?" But that's, we're an exceptional family.
Clearly.
Yes.
Clearly.
But really, when you're working at putting your home together, your artwork should fit into the space that's provided. Most people will have places for their couch and then will find the work to go over the couch.
Will you come to my home and do this kind of thing for me?
Oh, yes. Yes. We just finished one last week with I work with a designer that is brilliant, and she has lots of great ideas, and we work together with the client and we'll find the right space or right place for that piece of art.
Sounds like it is a real collaborative effort between you, the designer, the agent, the homeowner.
Oh, yes.
The whole family, really.
Yeah. The homeowner has to be, I mean, they're the ultimate decision maker. So they have to be happy with what the placement of pieces and how their home feels. But Michelle Davies is a friend and a designer who has, as I said, just brilliant ideas.
And I think it can really sort of marry the sculpture aspects, the other forms of art, you know, pottery. I'm a big collector. I like pottery and some other mediums. And I think that it's really important to make sure that those are sort of positioned properly as well.
Well, get it done. Give Al a call, theartexchange.ca. We will take a quick break when we come back. Joan's got a fantastic property for you. Joan Ball joining us, Royal LePage Triland Realty, as well as Al Stewart, owner of Westland Gallery and The Art Exchange. It is News Talk 1290, CJBK's Ask the Experts, with Ken Eastwood sitting in for Mike Stubbs.
London has a radio station that plays none of your favorite songs.
Excuse me.
We're too busy talking about real life.
You know, they talk about the news.
News Talk 1290 has traffic and weather updates, news from CTV News, and the most entertaining talk in town, live and interactive. It's about where you live, what you do, and what matters most. Find us right now on the AM dial, set a button, and keep coming back. Your home for the best in reality radio. News Talk 1290, CJBK. This is Ask the Expert, a special advertising feature of News Talk 1290, CJBK.
Ken Eastwood in for Mike Stubbs and Ask the Experts, along with Joan Ball from Royal LePage Triland Realty and Al Stewart, owner of Westland Gallery and The Art Exchange. And Joan, you did bring another property in for us today to take a look at.
Yes, 110 Beach Bank in White Oaks is a beautiful property with maple flooring, backsplit garage, attached garage with a huge shop off the back too. Beautifully landscaped backyard, 3 bedrooms, 2 bathrooms, and it's listed for $249,000, and it is a gem.
And with interest rates where they are now.
Yes, I know. It became more affordable overnight.
Absolutely. When that happens, do you see an influx of, is there a direct correlation?
You know, it's funny. We do sometimes, but really when people get off their duff is when you see interest rates go up. Because then they go, oh my gosh, I better scramble. I'm pre-approved for this and I only have 120 days. I better find what I'm looking for. So sometimes when the interest rates go up, then the buyers really get going and get onto the market. Yeah.
All right. So 110 Beach Bank, you can visit joanball.com, get in touch with Joan and take a look at that property, buy it, start with a brand new canvas, and then give Al Stewart a call and have him help you make that space perfect for you. Literally as easy as giving you a call, Al, and getting you to come down and take a look at our new space.
Oh yeah, certainly. Or visit our websites. We have the Westland Gallery and the Art Exchange, and there's lots of art on both those spaces.
And it's such a variation. I love it because there's always something. Well, there's more than one something that I always enjoy, but there's such diversity in there.
And before the break, I'm glad you mentioned it as well. We're not just talking about artwork on the walls too. Westland Gallery dealing with all kinds of media.
Oh, yes. Yep. Sculpture and pottery and, yes, certainly three-dimensional pieces.
Wonderful. Al,
okay.
Great to see you. Joan,
thanks,
always
Kevin.
Lovely to see you. Thank you
very much. Have a great weekend.
Once again, visit joanball.com, theartexchange.ca if you'd like to get a hold of Al and have him take a look at your space. And of course, so many ways to get a hold of us at 519-643-1290 and by text at 10-1290. The Mike Stubbs Show coming up for your Friday afternoon with your host, this guy, Ken Eastwood, sticking around for the next couple of hours right after another check-in with CTV News at 1 o'clock on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
For more News Talk 1290 podcasts, visit cjbk.com or search CJBK on the iTunes Store and subscribe.